Hello all, let's go through yet another interesting topic of recording the financial transaction of hotel and lodging industry, the food and cost control technique. Before going into this topic, let's understand what do you mean by cost and what do you mean by expenses. Cost are something which are going to contribute generating the long-term asset for the business, and therefore they are being called as the cost. Expenses on the other side would be for day-to-day running of the business. For example, if you're a student, your fees would be called as your cost, and your canteen payment would be called as your expenses. So as to maintain your daily lifestyle, what you're doing is the expenses, that is canteen expenses. And so as to generate the income out of your degree, what you're doing, you're spending on the cost, you're paying the fees. So the intention, so as to call any expenses as a cost, would be that cost is going to give us the long-term return in the coming future. And therefore, instead of expenses, we call this as cost. How much this degree is going to cost us would be a common statement we utilize, rather than calling that how much this degree would be expensive. Understood? So this is what is the core difference between a cost and expenses. Few of the expenses we would be deliberately doing so as to generate the income out of it. So these expenses are with the intention to convert it in the form of asset that are going to give us the return in the coming days. So if the intention is to generate the revenue out of that particular expenses, that expenses would be called as the cost. Otherwise, it would be the plain maintenance expenses. So let's analyze that in what way the hotel industry's cost control technique can be monitored. Business can improve their cost structure and streamline operation by putting the cost management system into a place. Now, once you analyze that which are the costs that are going to give me the income in the coming days, I have to somewhat input the effort so as to manage and putting the system to manage these costs effectively. I have to do a proper forecast. I have to do a proper planning so as to define the cost structure and streamline the operations in accordance with the structure. So the food cost control technique is one of the important techniques that have been utilized, especially food in food and beverage department. Now let's understand what do you mean by the fixed cost and the variable cost. Fixed costs are normally not affected by the change in the occupancy or overall sales volume. So even if you generate or you won't generate the sales, you have to pay this cost. That cost is been called as the fixed cost. For example, the rent. If we have taken the hotel premises on the rent, even if the guests won't come, we have to pay to the landlord the rent amount. So that is my fixed cost. The electricity bill will not see that how many guests have been occupied. Am I going to charge on the basis of guest occupancy? They're going to give the plain rate on the basis of the occupancy calculation on the electricity unit utilized. So this cost, without having any calculation in the mind that in what way the cells have been generated, this cost have been charged. They do have a direct relationship to the business volume. They do not charge significantly on the basis of the number and on the basis of sales increase or decrease. So the walking or the how much goods has been sold, that all is not at all taken into consideration while implementing the fixed cost. It has been called as the standardized cost so as to maintain, and besides having the sales, this cost need to be paid off. Now, while recording the fixed cost, it shouldn't be taken as a mean static or unchanging altogether. Sometimes the fixed costs also may vary. As and when we are going to shoot the actual numericals, you will get that which all other costs can be categorized into fixed and which all other costs can be categorized into variable. If it is unchanging, we can call as semi-fixed and a semi-variable as well, which means certain percentage of this cost can be changed and certain percentage of this cost can be fixed. Once you understood the fixed cost, next comes is the variable cost. Variable cost is depend only on the basis of the occupancy, on the basis of the volume. So over here, a business volumes or the occupancy increase, decrease will play an important role. This cost would be dependent on the enrollment of the guest and recorded on the basis of the guest accounting opened. So the toiletry services, how many packs are being included into that particular room, on the basis of that, this cost may increase. If there are more than two members, the third toiletry is being introduced and that cost is being recorded in the variable cost. So variable cost dependent on the occupancy rate as well as the packs that have been included into the package. If the hotel occupancy decreases, variable cost also should decrease, as it is completely depend on the number of sales that we will be making directly. Now let's understand which all are the examples that we may cover while recording the fixed cost in hotel industry. The way I've said, land, building, taxes to the government, what we would be making, that is without taking into consideration the customers walk-in. These all are the street charges and therefore it falls under the fixed cost categories. The wages to the employees, these wages are been defined on a fixed pay basis, not on the basis of the customer served or the occupancy per room generated. Therefore, this would be called as the fixed cost. Hotel employees' health premium. It by default a responsibility of any organization so as to give the health related benefit to their employees. It is not at all correlated with the overall occupancy or the sales rate, and therefore it will fall under the fixed cost in the hotel industry. Outsourced service contracted for a fixed amount in a month. Example, the security service. So overall security staff, if we have utilized this service on the basis of the contract, that contract wouldn't be depend on our output and therefore it would be called as the fixed cost. The AMC, if we would be making so as to maintain the equipments, machineries or the hotel management softwares, that also would be called as the fixed expenses. The fixed internet and telephone plans, it again not going to cover that how much sales we would be generating, how much walk-ins are there in our hotel premises, and therefore it will categorized into fixed. The advertisement costs, the publicity, promotion, advertisement, these all costs would be not dependent on ourselves. Yearly external auditing costs, we would be definitely involving the auditors so as to navigate through our accounting statements every now and then. We have to pay his fixed percentage fees. The payroll management as well would be strictly called as the fixed cost. The provisions, if we would be making anything as such, so provisions so as to recover the bad debts, we have to keep aside certain percentage without having the customer database of enrollment in our eyes. In-house moves or any satellite TV channels we would be having, that all expenses would be coming over here. Music or a tech rider expenses. Over here again we would be making some kind of a contract with the supplier of the tech rider. He would be responsible so as to manage the DJ system, the music system, the light system, the LED screen and all that. So We are not going to see how many consumers or how many walking customers would be utilizing the music. What we would be seeing is how much expenses we have to pay so as to make this tick arrangement into our hotel premises. If there would be any reservation expenses, the way I have explained in, I think, second or third chapter, that there is going to be a guest cycle. In the guest cycle, pre-arrival is important phase. Pre-arrival phase would be giving an important benefit for the reservations. So if there are going to be some expenses that we have to do so as to maintain the reservation for that particular client, that all expenses would be counted over here. The cancellation expenses also would be taken into consideration. If we would be doing some kind of a subscription, if we are giving the newspaper, magazine kind of a service to our customers, so whatever subscription we are doing, that would be monthly or maybe on the basis of AMC. So that all need to be recorded under the fixed cost. Human resource. So human resource doesn't mean only the employees. It may include the other ancillary service that every now and then have been taken into consideration. So the contractual staff, the incentives-based staff, the tip-based staff, the commission-based staff, everyone need to be considered over here. And their payment need to be on the basis of fixed term basis. Then only they do have their placing into a fixed cost. Whatever the sales and marketing services we would be doing, we may be making a tie-up with number of agencies so as to improvise our sale. So it would be a percentage-based payment settlement we will be doing with these all marketing agencies. So that also need to be counted and effectively recorded into fixed cost. Interest on loan. If we have taken some borrowed capital, so whatever interest percentile we are paying on this borrowed capital need to be deducted from our EBITDA, as it is a fixed percentage and therefore it falls into a fixed cost in hotel accounting. If there would be any other fixed charge, that also need to be recorded into this. Thus, this is what is the exclusive list of the fixed cost in hotel and accounting. Let's go and analyze that which are the variable cost. The variable cost are depend on the consumption. They are dependent on the occupancy rate as well. If the customer is one, definitely the overall toiletries or the other laundry services would be utilized only for one pax. If it is two, the cost would be double. If it is three, the cost would be tripled. So like is this, it depend on the consumption number and accordingly it keep on increasing. So first one is the food, beverages, housekeeping and cleaning supplies. So if we keep on adding the packs, that much cost we have to keep on increasing. The floor arrangement, the guest room amenities. So the pack service, how many guests would be there into per room, that we have to make clear to the person or to the customer. If it would be a double room, by default we have to charge the additional mattresses charges to the customer and to that guest account. The guest room, restaurants and banquets kind of a services would be also dependent on the number of people visiting. The banquet hall cost as well would be included on the basis of how many customers or how many people would be invited into that banquet hall. Stationery use at the front desk and the restaurant. So whatever would be the welcoming drink and other kind of welcoming things we have utilized, that all need to be counted on the basis of the invited guest. Chemical for laundry and water treatment plants, on the basis of the number of plants we do have and on the basis of number of laundry on kg, we are going to come up with the chemicals. TA, traveling allowance and other commission as well would be dependent on the basis of travel. Flower and decoration. So every now and then we wouldn't be doing our decoration. Maybe for the on the basis of the requirement of the party, we would be doing a flower and a decoration. So accordingly, this would be called as the variable cost. the guest supplies and amenities. If there would be some additional supplies guest want, that all would be added into a variable cost. The guest relationship as well on the basis of the percentile would be counted into variable cost. Laundry operations, laundry uniforms, printing supplies, these all depend on the person who would be supplying this laundry services. Overall entertainment, if they want some additional entertainment, like is the spa, gym, individual yoga trainer, individual guide, individual tour operator. So this is all dependent on the variable cost. If they want additional telephone and fax charges, we will able to make that arrange, but we will be charging it extra. Transportation facility, additional transportation facility, if they'll be utilizing so as to have a city tour, that also would be made arranged, but counted under the variable cost. If there would be any other operating supplies, if the internally they want so as to utilize the transportation service, if there would be a senior citizen, they want the wheelchair, these all facilities could be available case to case basis. There would be some administrative and general expenses, human resources, sales and marketing. If it is based on the basis of the customer introduce, it would be counted into variable cost. And at last, we do have the overall management fees, which may be dependent on the basis of the packs introduce. This is what is the rough idea that how the cost sheet of the hotel accounting may look like. Always, we have to record the fixed cost first. So I have given the fixed charges first. A is the fixed charges or the fixed cost. Into that, I have recorded the number of items. For example, it may give the salaries to the staff, which is based on the fixed pay, repairs and renovation, the depreciation on the machineries, on the plant, if we would be doing the interior decoration, if we would be doing anything. Sundries, the laundry contract, the rent, and the other AMC charges would be included over here. Then we are going to take the grand total of column A. We would be recording and transferring this grand total into outer column. Then one by one, we are going to record the variable cost. It may be your attendant salary, it may be the power salary per room that we would be charging. Again, we would be clubbing together all the charges that have been recorded under the subpoint B. The grand total of subpoint B would be taken into our outer column. The grand total of A and grand total of B is going to give us the total operating cost. So at any point of a time, by looking at this sheet, we'll get to know that how the categorization of the costing is been done. How much percentage of the fixed cost is there and how much percentage of variable cost is there in the total operating cost. Then we have to do the number of room days, which means the occupancy days. And then we have to calculate the cost per room days. The formula over here is simplistic, that is total operating cost divided by the number of room days, you will get the cost per room days. So this is what is the way the operating cost sheet of the hotel industry has been recorded. I have given you one illustration of one department that has been called as the room allotment department. So here, this is what is the way the types of suite number has been given. I have given you the occupancy rate. There are a few expenses that are also recorded that are also being given over here. And let's see how this particular problem has been addressed. So first of all, we have to calculate the room occupancy. So we have to see the categorization. The categorization would be available into single, double and triple sharing room. Number of room is also been given over here. The occupancy rate is also been given over here. You will see the single room are been 100% occupied, double room are 80% occupied and the triple sharing room is been 60% occupied. Number of days in the year has been also been given. And at last, room occupancy by day wise has also been given. Then I have calculated the total cost. Total cost over here by clubbing all the costs together as given in the previous illustration, it comes to nearly 28,17,066 rupees. I have taken the building rent as well over here into consideration. We have calculated the profit, that is 20%, and at last what we'll get is the total takings. So it is coming to 35,21,333 rupees. So profit margin has been added over here, and therefore you will see the rent for double room, what we are charging, is nothing but 33.73 into 2.5. That is the rate. And therefore, it will come to rupees 84.325. Rent for double room would be 84.325 into two entities. And therefore, it will come to 168.75. So, that's the way generally the calculation of the rent would be done for the purpose of the room. So, by default, we have to analyze that what is the cost involved for the occupancy. The cost should be inclusive of the profit margin. Once the profit margin has been devised, we have to multiply with the number of rate. Few ratios that have been utilized so as to maintain the cost, that is calculating cost per occupied room, that is CPR, that is two total rooms departmental cost divided by total rooms sold, average daily revenue, ADR, room revenue divided by room sold, occupancy room or occupancy rate, total rooms filled divided by total rooms available, revenue per room, that is average daily rate into occupancy rate. Now let's understand what you mean by operating costing. Operating costing is the method so as to undertake the record of running the operations. We have to record all the items that have been included so as to run that particular unit, so as to make that particular unit operating. So our transport companies use the operating costing. Hospitality industry, canteen, boiler house industry use the operating costing. Costing is an elaborative concept. There are different types of costing available. We do have a process costing, we do have a branch costing, we do have a operation costing. So over here we will be utilizing the operating costing while recording the hospital, while recording the hotel and the canteen expenditures. The internal service. In operating costing, we may record the internal as well as the external service. Internal service is the service that has been rendered by one department to other department within the same organization. So a canteen service may be provided by the same office into their official premises. External service, maybe we are not utilizing the canteen service. We might have made a contract with some outsider fellow who would be regularly provide food and a beverage items. So that would be called as external service. The cost unit for the operating costing. The cost unit can be determined as per the requirement by the suppliers or customers. So in case of a transport company, the cost unit would be per kilometer traveled. In case of a hospital industry, the cost unit would be per patient or per bed or per operation if the patient need to be operated. If it is hotel industry, if it is lodging industry, per room for lodge. If it is canteen, it will be called as per meal for canteen. If it is powerhouse industry, per kilowatt hour. If it is transport, especially the goods transport company, it is per kilometer per ton for the goods transport. So these are being called as the units in which the cost can be measured. Where we are going to utilize the operating costing? Very first example is of transport costing. So maybe while transporting the goods or while transporting the passengers, we may utilize the transport costing. Again, in transport costing, we do have a bifurcation of the cost into standing costing, standing charges, operating and running charges, and maintenance charges. Standing charges are kind of a fixed charges. You run the vehicle or not. You transfer the good or passengers or not. You have to bear these charges. And therefore, these charges have been called as standing charges. These charges would be insurance, license fees, tax, supervisor salaries, garage rent, administrative expenses, wages for drivers, conductors, cleaners, you're paid on a monthly basis, and at last depreciation recorded on the basis of the percentage on the plant and machineries that have been utilized. In this case, depreciation provided on the transport vehicle would be covered. So as to run the operations of the transport costing, which all are the expenses involved that have been covered over here. This can be a semi-fixed kind of expenses. It may be insurance, petrol or a diesel. Petrol price is fixed, but kilometer will vary. Oil and greasing properly. Every now and then we have to oil and we have to grease the machineries. Depreciation, if charged on the basis of kilometer run, it would be recorded into a semi-operating, semi-fixed expenses, that is operating and running charges. Wages for a drivers and a conductors and a cleaner, if not paid on a monthly basis. If it is paid on the basis of kilometers, it would be recorded into operating and running charges. Maintenance charges, petrol or a diesel overall, if it is not been counted on the basis of the monthly fixed cost. Again, a AMC would be there for the purpose of repairs and maintenance. So that would be recorded separately. Tires, tubes and a battery expenses, cost of a spares and a garage charges also would be recorded. In the textbook, I have given a practical illustration. You can refer that practical illustration from the textbook chapter number 8. Then comes the powerhouse costing. Powerhouse costing is also called as the boiler house costing. Powerhouse costing is again a service department for generation of the electricity. Cost unit over here would be the per LB or kilowatt. This consists of the fixed charges. Again, in fixed charges, we do have rent, insurance, depreciation for plant, building, etc. Next categorization would be fuel. Maybe we would be utilizing coal, we would be utilizing oil and other lubricants over here. The laborer, the coal handlers, the ash removers, the water charges, we may require a good supply of the water so as to clean and maintain the boiler house. So purchasing cost as well as softening of the water would also attract some kind of a cost. Maintenance, the overall boiler, meter, softening plant maintenance, coil breakers, furans derived from these machines would be recorded over here. Indirect labors, those who are not directly contribute so as to produce the goods, they have been called as the indirect labor. So supervisors are not directly operating in the powerhouse agencies or industries. They are overall supervising and therefore they'll be called as the indirect labor. Then we do have indirect material, like as the small tools or a service material or the stationery for the accounting department utilize. Over here for the operating costing powerhouse as well, I have given the illustration. Please refer the chapter number 8 so as to know the numerical of the operating costing of powerhouse. Then comes our topic of the subject, that is called as the canteen costing. This is the third example of operating costing where we can apply the operating costing methods. The canteen costing method can be applied to hotel, restaurants and a canteen. The composition of a canteen costing includes the provisions. If we have kept certain amount aside so as to buy the vegetable, eggs, milks, fish, grocery items and all that. So we have to properly analyze that what is the sales of these all categorized. And accordingly, we have to keep a provision so as to buy this sellable items. Wages and salaries again need to be bifurcated into cook salary, assistant salary, waitress's salary, supervisor salary. The other services would be gas, electricity, and steam. We would be, even the oven service can be utilized and taken into consideration over here. The consumable store, the cutlery, the crockery item, the glassware item, the brushes for the purpose of cleaning and other cleaning material would be counted over here. The overheads, if we have taken the insurance, if we would be regularly depreciating, and other rents and taxes would be included over here. You have to refer your textbooks again for the practical illustration of this particular canteen costing as one of the important part of the operating costing recording.